The Brexit saga is seemingly unending, and the latest events will make it hard to predict an official exit date. The European Union has given Brexit a flextension until January 31, 2020. And just hours later, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson failed to gain enough votes to hold a general election. Samantha Smith spoke with Tim Legrand, senior lecturer in politics and international relations at the University of Adelaide, and asked him why Johnson would want an election.
Well, he needs an election because at the moment his withdrawal agreement that he negotiated with the EU has stalled in Parliament, and he doesn't have the number of MPs that he needs to vote it through. So at the moment, as things stand, he is in limbo. He has a successfully negotiated the withdrawal agreement with the European Union. They've said they won't renegotiate, but so Parliament agreed to pass the legislation. They did not agree the programme that he had set down for Parliament, which was just 3 days of scrutiny of that agreement, and Parliament rejected that. And the legislation for the withdrawal agreement is paused while Johnson tries to negotiate with the opposition parties for an election, in which he hopes he'll acquire a majority that he needs to get it through Parliament.
So he wants to try again for a general election, but this time using a bill, which means he would only have to have a slight majority vote. And how does that all work?
The length of time that the government rules the UK is stipulated in the Sixth Term Parliament Act. To amend that or to call an early election requires a two-thirds majority of Parliament to agree. And so far, Boris Johnson's tried twice to get that two-thirds majority, and twice he has failed because Labour have rejected it. Now, there's two alternatives, and as you've just indicated, one of them is to pass a new piece of legislation, a one-line bill, which would just require a simple majority. Boris Johnson doesn't have a majority, of course, in Parliament, which has been his problem, and so he's relying on the possibility that either the Liberal Democrat or the Scottish Nationalist Party agree to pass that one-line bill, and in doing so, allow him to call an early election. There is a slight complication, of course. He wants the 12th of December, and both those parties and Labour, it seems, would only back an early election of that one-line bill if it was the 9th of December. There's a really good reason for that. For Johnson, he knows that universities break up the week before, and if the election was called on the 9th of December, that means university students would be voting in their university towns, and that puts him at a disadvantage because those are weaker seats.
Something like this hasn't occurred in 100 years. People haven't voted in the season that is leading up to Christmas, so I don't think it's a very popular time to do a vote at all.
That's right. The festivities of Christmas are pretty important to the British population, so the idea of going to an election during that time, I think, is one that has looked unkindly on.
And this failed election motion occurred just hours after the EU granted the UK a flextension on Brexit. What exactly is a flextension?
It's called a flextension because it allows the UK to withdraw from the EU within that three-month period if the withdrawal agreement is ratified by both the UK Parliament and the EU Parliament. So they're saying, we want you to have this sorted by 31st of January, if not earlier.
The University of Adelaide senior lecturer Tim Legrand ending that report by Samantha Smith.